Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I'm joined by basically my co-host at this point. You guys need to hear the backstory. You're saving me for this week's episode. I'm with my mom. Hi, Anne.
So happy to be here. I'm not going to lie. I was a little sad. I was upstairs pretending to get some work done.
Well, so basically what happened is like, okay, everyone was having a really busy week. I'm leaving tomorrow for a trip, which I'll touch upon. I thought it would be a good idea to do a solo episode. So I sit down and I'm by myself at the dining room table and you guys ask me questions. So I start answering these questions and I'm like trailing off. I don't know where to look. And so I called up to mom and I was like, you have to be on this week's episode. So we're regrouping and re-recording this episode because
mom to the rescue.
Nobody should be by themselves on a podcast. It's so, I don't know what to talk about.
And I was even feeling bad. I was upstairs and I was hearing your answers, which were great, but it is very one-sided. And it was a little sad because
it was so sad.
I had a lot of comments that I could have thrown in. So I decided I'm going to be the interviewer. And
yeah.
Everybody was so nice to send in questions
yes.
to ask you. And I will be the interviewer.
I love it. This is a much better setup and it's a much more lively podcast. I was like, I just knew that this was not going to be good. So I just shut it all down. I'm like, you have to come save me, mom.
What were your bows and lows?
Oh, thanks for the question. Uh-huh. Well, my low, I already talked about this. Well, first of all, I have like a really bad headache right now and I think it's the weather. So hopefully that goes away.
You haven't had a headache.
No, I know. It's like,
and it's headache weather because it's just heavy outside. It's very humid.
Yes.
And it appears, I'm looking outside, that it's going to rain.
I hope it's going to storm because I honestly do not feel well right now. And then I was talking to myself. I think that's why my headache got worse because I was just hearing my own voice and I was like, stop.
Well, then it gets a little, if you're stressed out because you're trying to get it finished.
Right.
And
yeah.
I am very happy that I could help.
I'm so grateful. So that would be my low, and then the stress of the podcast. But now that's a bow because you're here. But my actual bow for this week is my trip tomorrow, which I'm so excited about.
It's my bow too because I am delighted for the three of you.
I'm just delighted.
I am so excited. So a little backstory, because by the time you're listening to this on Monday, everything will have already happened. I literally already gave you this story, but I'm going to repeat it again.
You have to because you were talking to yourself.
Like a crazy person. I was talking to myself. So I'm going on a trip, a little girls' weekend with four other girls,
three other girls. So there's four of you.
There's four other girls. Five of us.
There's five. Oh my gosh, you're right.
Yes, yes.
So I apologize.
No, you're totally good. Right. There's five in total, including myself, but three are influencers and people that you probably know, people who I've met in person before and are my little social media friends. Mm-hmm. So this has been in the works since probably like the beginning of summer and something that I've wanted to do for a while. And then we were able to piece this all together. So I will obviously be there. First of all, we're going to Boston.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
Which is going to be fabulous. A little East Coast moment. As I was saying when I recorded this.
I heard it. 10 minutes I heard ago. It earlier.
This is the third time I will be in Boston this year.
Look at you.
I know.
A Bostonian.
Serious. See, that's the commentary we were missing.
There were pauses and it was like you were just pretending I was commenting.
That's right.
It was kind of sad.
Yes, a Bostonian.
Yes.
And I'm going with Franny, who see, this was happening then.
I have a headache and it's a lot and you're packing and you're getting your trip ready.
Yeah.
But Fran, I'll take over for a minute. You just rest.
Please be the anchor to this today.
You are going to be there with Fran and we love Franny. She lives in New York City and you have visited her before.
Yes.
And she is already there. She left today. I think she was working in Boston.
She's with her aunt.
Working Boston girl now.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then who else? Oh, she's staying with her aunt tonight. That's nice.
And then I'm going with Louise Montgomery, mm-hmm. who I had my meet and mingle with in Dallas at Lily Sadoogie. This was in April. She lives in Dallas and she is a, you know, Instagrammer. She's TikTok. She's everything. She's on all social media. And her and I are actually the only two who do this full time. Everybody obviously posts on social media, but we're the exact same age and we do this full time. And then the third influencer is BelleTheBall45, which is her Instagram handle. I'm sure you all know and probably follow her. So Abby is also going to be there.
And so fun.
She is bringing her childhood friend, mm-hmm. which is the fifth person.
That is going to be fantastic. And can I give a little backstory with you and Abby?
Yes.
You guys have been friends. Is she 2 years older than you?
She is.
She's 2 years older than you. And I feel like you were in maybe seventh grade, right around there, and you had just started doing your Instagram. And yes. I still remember it like it was yesterday. And you two became influencer pals Instagram. And that was back in the era when I wouldn't let you, I would take your picture, but I wouldn't put your face on it. And you were just up against the arborvitae out on the driveway with your outfit of the day.
No one could figure out who it was.
Right. And it was neck down because I just was not certain about this whole thing.
Right.
But Abby sent you a pair of hand-painted Keds tennis shoes.
You reminded me of this the other day.
And she had painted, actually really well done, a Lily Pulitzer pattern on the white sneakers. I'm not sure at the time if she was selling them.
I forget. I'll have to ask her.
You'll have to ask her. But it was adorable, and she sent them to you. And you two, you've known each other for a long time. When we were looking at colleges, you went and we visited her for the day.
Yes, at Mercyhurst.
And she's sort of been just a very good influence on you in the influencing department.
So this is the commentary I was missing. Like, you worded that so eloquently. Thank you.
I don't know about that, but it is always nice to have somebody else on the other side. And I'm very excited that you are going to see Abby. I kind of wish that I could be there for just a moment. I just wish I could have a drink with everyone.
Yeah.
And say hello. Louise is darling.
You've
loved
all of them, actually.
I have. I loved meeting Louise in Dallas. I love Abby. I mean, she's just solid. We sent her a gift when she graduated from college. No, it was from college.
Yeah.
And I just have followed her life. Mm-hmm. And then Fran is also delightful. I mean, you guys are going to have a fun time. I've never met Abby's friend.
Yes, that's the only that she will be.
Please tell her I said hello.
I will. And she, her name's Carolyn, and Abby always posts about Carolyn. Like,
yes, I know. I've seen her.
Growing up, you know, years of. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun to meet her in person.
Absolutely.
She's lovely.
I cannot wait to hear the details of the weekend. I think it's just a gathering of very kind, nice people.
Yes.
Like-minded. And you're going to have just a great time.
I'm so excited.
So that is definitely your bow.
Yeah. And this whole week, I've just been like jumping around. So when we were recording this, I'm packed. We have all of our outfits ready to go. And luckily, we had a pretty solid agenda that was sent out. So it was kind of easy to work our outfits around.
That's true. So you have everything organized. And you know, that's the key for me is being organized, being prepared. You
failing
have a couple.
To prepare, or preparing to fail is failing to. What is it? Failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
Well said. Write it down.
Write it down. That really applies to packing.
It does. And everything's ready to go. And I am going to take you to the airport tomorrow, and I'm just giddy for the five of you.
I think we're all like just so giddy. We're like texting and DMing each other. We're like, these emojis.
Really, that's part of the fun, too. It's the journey. You have to enjoy the prep work, the packing.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be great. Well, why don't we, I'm acting like you, why don't we jump right into the questions?
Please.
Because your followers have sent you a whole bunch.
I'm so good at this, Mom. For some reason, I'm like hanging on by a thread today. I think I was just overwhelmed. Like the day before a trip, as you gals know, you're always running around doing stuff. So
do you want, nobody asked me, that would be you, what my bow and low was.
Yes, please. No, we still want to know.
I don't know what they are. I'm going to say my low is we ordered a bunch of different outfits for this trip, and we ordered numerous rompers.
Yes.
Because a good romper is, oh man, it's just complete. It's just great because it's like a onesie.
It's
an adult onesie, and you look cute, and it's easy to pack because it's just one thing. We are trying to find denim rompers
because we're going to a baseball game. We're going to the Red Sox game, I think on Friday.
And we looked up the colors, and it's red, white, and blue, basically.
Which is the same as the Guardians.
And so we thought a denim romper, first of all, I thought that would be simple to find.
One would think.
Yes. And then it kind of goes with the colors or whatever. And you still look put together, and then you're doing a little red purse and some sneakers.
Easy.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't stop laughing when the rompers showed up. One was worse. I think we had five rompers.
We did. We had a lot.
Because we knew we would, you know, you've got to order, sort through it, and then you return what doesn't work. Thank goodness we ordered that many because you had me laughing so hard when you tried them on. Elizabeth came around the corner and came in and was cracking up.
I'm glad I was entertaining because these rompers are so like large, and I did talk about this when I was by myself 20 minutes ago, but on one of them, like the pockets on the butt were so low that it looked like I was in a diaper, basically.
It was ridiculous. And it looks so cute on the website.
It did. That was
and,
what was
and the model on the website had it unbuttoned with a little fitted tank or a tee, yes. a striped tee underneath. I'm like, oh my gosh, we could do that too. You put it on and I couldn't stop laughing, which isn't very nice, but we were laughing.
I was laughing too.
Yes, we were both laughing because it was outrageous. It looked like you were in a painting or a hazmat suit. A hazmat suit
would probably be the best way
that
to
was shapeless. It was funny. So that was that
it's hard
ordering
to find a good romper these days.
The ordering, and thank goodness we did piece together really cute finds, which I think that your followers will enjoy seeing on you. I can't wait to see what everyone is wearing.
Well, it was so funny because a second ago, Fran just DM'd me because I posted like a little packing Instagram story. And she said, oh my gosh, can't wait to see all the looks. And I said, I literally had to shove everything. There's not an ounce of room left. Oh. And then I think she said something, oh my God, same. I brought more than I did when I went to Italy.
That is like, so funny.
No, because I just have so many.
And you're doing a carry-on.
And I'm doing a carry-on.
Let me talk about the carry-on before we get to the questions.
Yes.
The carry-on that I love is the black Swiss gear one that is from Amazon, or you can sometimes get it at Target.
Yeah.
But it is exciting because you have wanted for a really long time, and you so treated long. Yourself to the Mark and Graham monogrammed. It's really cute. It's white with brown trim, and then you have a navy E on it. And that's I'm so excited cute. For you to travel with her. And I really hope that she fits above easily. We know that the Swiss gear one, if anyone's looking for a suitcase, is great. But I think the Mark and Graham is going to be pretty easy to lift up.
I mean, I feel like store. I shouldn't be worried, but I feel like that's going to fit above the
Oh, it's going to fit. Yeah, it's the carry-on size. Yeah. We'll have to link it. It's so cute. I kind so of cute. Wish you didn't have an E on it because I might like to use it, but I don't like to use things that are monogrammed with someone else's monogram.
No, and I totally agree with that. But the good thing is Elizabeth could also use it.
She could.
She has the same. You might want to get to treat yourself because then when we travel together, we can have matching ones. Or you could get the Mark and Graham carry on like in a different, because there's like different combinations like white and brown. You could do like the navy and.
I feel like you're angling for this so that you would have two. Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The one thing that I do love about the Swiss gear one, it's not at all charming or cute like this one is, but it does, the fabric kind of, you can mush it down if you have to shove it into the overhead.
Most definitely. I definitely think it's more of a practical choice if you're going to get a carry-on. The Mark and Graham one is just playful and fun.
And I will say a prayer on your travels tomorrow that you do get assistance because it's nice when people help everyone else getting the luggage above.
I have done it, like Nashville, I was able to get it up there. I just, really prepare myself for it. But luckily, I was able to fit everything in the
carry-on.
Use
your back, not your legs.
Bend with your back, or what is it? That. Bend with your knees from the office.
Veep.
Oh, Veep.
The person was lifting something huge, piece of furniture, and he says to his wife, "Yeah, make sure you use your back.
Oh, God, that's so
instead
funny.
Of your legs."
Yeah, that is always a very stressful moment putting your carry on above.
It's so stressful.
Yeah, but everyone's aware that it's stressful, so I just feel like we give each person their space.
It's really not stressful, but it's always a good feeling when you get a good spot.
Yes.
And it's always lousy when you have to put it behind you. You know, in an overhead that's behind your seat because it's hard to get back there.
I would agree with that too.
Okay, so that is enough about that. Let's
get into some questions.
I'm just happy that you aren't alone answering them.
Oh my gosh, it's so much better.
All righty. Any details on your first apartment or the new home build with your parents?
Okay, well, I feel like I can answer, we can answer both questions. Mm-hmm. The house is very much underway. A lot of site work is still happening. What did they just do? Casings?
No. They have done caissons.
Caissons?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They've done caissons, which go about 40 feet into the ground because our soil is a little bit sandy and it's to support the home.
Yeah.
And then they fill the 40 feet with concrete.
Yes.
They put those in and now they're using rebar and they're putting like walls up and then they pour the foundation into it and then they remove the walls from it. So the foundation is starting to be poured.
That was a great explanation. See, if I was by myself, I would have had no, I didn't know any of that. I would have been like, oh, there's a case on the house.
Right. Quesadilla?
Yeah. Right. Oh my God, that sounds so good. Mexican sounds so good right now.
That is what's going on right now. And we had a meeting today, and I think by the end of next week, they're going to start the framing.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
It's really, it's huge.
So that's the house update. As far as the apartment update, I did talk about this when I was recording by myself. Uh-huh. We know that it's going to happen sometime this fall. Have I gone and looked at any apartments? No. Do I know where I'm moving? No. Have I taken any steps to further that process? No, I have not. But
we're getting closer to fall, though.
I'm always like, oh, the fall. But it is kind of approaching. We're going to figure it out. I looked at apartments in September, so I've narrowed those out of the running. Mm-hmm. We're taking those out of the running.
I'm going to just throw my two cents in. I think once Elizabeth goes back to school, yes. Because this is so fun to have you both still at home and you do so much together and with Claire. We'll put it on the calendar that we will address it after she goes to college.
That's my answer for right now. So once she's off, we'll have more updates.
But it's going to happen.
It'll happen.
It's going to happen.
Well, I was talking about a second ago, like how you were saying how we had a conversation, I think it was like 2 months ago at this point, just like how important it is to look back at your life and like live by yourself and have your own space.
Absolutely.
And you were kind of talking about like I was trying to talk about it by myself, but I was like, you weren't here when you like lived in Chicago.
Oh, it's a memorable time in my life. My mom had done it, and it was something that maybe it was ingrained in me or whatever, but I now always, I mean, if you didn't live on your own, that's fine. But for myself, I'm always been happy that I did live on my own.
Yes.
I took care of things. You know that you can do it. And
yes,
it's very fun.
Oh, very fun. So that was what I was trying to talk about.
Right. And we're just trying to work out, because we do work together so much, you'll still probably come over a lot.
Right.
I move in with you into your apartment.
It's like, yeah, this is Anne's bedroom. But, and then there's like other questions just about like post-grad life, which I was kind of talking about. I just think like this summer, I feel like I've been going out a lot more and just like have met so many more people in downtown Cleveland that it's also, you know, as much as I love being Claire and Connor's third roommate, yes. It's time for me to get my own space and
be near. That way it's easier for you to go out.
Right.
You're closer to your apartment. You're not trying to go back and forth.
Yeah, and like have friends over and like entertain on my own and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And it's just a good life skill.
Oh, mostly that though.
And it's really fun to have your own space. And that's what we'll be working on. Okay, I'm laughing because I'm scrolling through your phone. And it says, is Anne a paid member of Bose and Company, or does she help out because she's your mom and just wants to?
The latter.
That is so cute.
I know. She asked a bunch of questions. She's not a paid member of Bose and Company.
I'm not. I really do it because
I always joke, like, whenever we, like, do a podcast together or she takes my pictures and I go, just to let you know, you will not be compensated for the work that you're about to do. Like, I say that to my sisters as well. This is all pro bono.
Yes. Your family loves to help you.
Yes.
But it always makes me laugh because you're like, that's wonderful. You're not allowed to quit. You will not be compensated. And you are extremely appreciative.
Oh, I'm so appreciative. I say it every single day. I would not be able to do it without you. But like, I do joke about it. Like, so you can't leave this job. Like, you're not allowed to have any time off.
And I love every minute of it.
Yes, obviously. Like, I know.
I love helping.
Luckily, you like doing it.
It wouldn't be happening if I didn't like it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that is a joke that we do make.
These are just great questions. Okay, let's see. A lot of questions as I'm scrolling through this. What's happening in your dating life?
I know, they always ask me.
Would love an update or some stories. Okay. And there's a lot of apartment plans, which I think we've addressed. And I think that you could give a little bit of dating. A little dating update.
Franny asked, she was like, how was your date? Because I think two episodes ago, that was the time that I was like, oh, I went on a date today. So I actually had two dates in 1 week with two different people, two different guys, and they had the exact same name, which was funny.
Confusing.
Kind of a coincidence.
Thing one, thing two.
Basically. Nothing really came of either of them. One doesn't live here. So I was like, what are we doing? Like, he's not going to live here for another year.
He used to live here. Right. From here.
Well, he's from here.
He's hoping to come back here.
Yeah, I'm like,
but you're not here.
Right. But you're not here, so I got to go because.
Right. There are a lot of people that are here and you are not here.
So, like, what are we doing?
Right. I mean.
And I'm not waiting, like, a year for you to potentially move here. Like, I just don't like you enough.
I mean, it would. Right. It'd be one thing.
Basically.
And really, you came back from that date. And I said the same thing. if you were, if there were sparks flying and oh my gosh, no. This, but there weren't.
There weren't. Right. So that was the first, that was the day.
Location that I really helps.
Location is part of the half of the battle. Like, yes. So that was a date that I went on the episode that we recorded like a couple weeks ago. And then later that week, I went on another date with a boy who I had met out who had the same name. Uh-huh. But that day was actually better, but he was also just in a different stage of life.
That sounds super strange when you say that, but he was just, he's still in school.
He's still in school.
I mean, it's not like he's a 50-year-old or something.
No, we're the same age, but he's still in school.
That's funny, though.
That's okay. So funny, me phrasing these things.
I'm really looking at this wonderful woman who has given so many great questions. I'm just going to throw in some random ones. Is that okay?
Please.
All right. She just said, I'm going to New York City in December and want to buy a Louis Vuitton purse. First ever. Suggestions for a classic. Well, first of all, I'm so excited that you are going to New York City.
That's fabulous.
And I know what I would say, but please, I'm interviewing
answer.
You.
No, honestly, you answer.
Well, I love the Neverfull.
I was going to say that too. Yeah.
And you can't go wrong with it. Dad and I gave you each the Neverfull as a graduation present. And Elizabeth has it in the lighter pattern. You have it in the darker one. I like how I'm asking you the question. I just answered it.
No, it's you. And have a better answer.
I think that's the way to go is the Neverfull.
You can't go wrong. Great for travel, errands.
Unless you really wanted to just get a unique one but I feel like the Neverfull, you're going to use it all the time.
You'll get your money's worth out of the Neverfull.
Absolutely.
It holds so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. What other questions?
A lot of them were kind of like repetitive. Mm-hmm. Like, because we addressed like the apartment one.
I'm a maid of honor in my friend's wedding. Please share all of your tips. Why don't you give us two maid of honor tips?
Oh, okay. Well, just be there for the bride with anything that they need. Maybe work ahead, kind of put yourself in their shoes and like think ahead of what they might need before they can even ask.
Well, that's a lovely idea.
Okay, I didn't know that.
The other thing maybe in that same category is remind yourself that this is the most important thing and it's all the bride can think about.
Oh, yes.
Because you are, you know, as the maid of honor, you're doing different things. You might not be even like you weren't even dating someone. You're not, but it's you have to just do what you said. Put yourself in their shoes and be there 100%. It's their moment. It's their time. Yeah, and you and Elizabeth, I think, did a really good job with that.
Yeah. I mean, I think being sisters, like, you obviously, like, take it to a whole new level. But if you are a friend and the maid of honor, like you said, despite whatever, like, stage in life you're at, just know, like, this is the most important day and all that they're thinking about. You want it to be reciprocated one day for yourself and just to be a good friend.
That's correct. And it is a difficult role, mm-hmm. I think, now because there are so many expectations.
Yes.
For bachelorettes and everything, themed things. And I think just, yeah, do it how you would like someone to do it for you.
I mean, I feel like it's an extension of both hosting and also just being like the ultimate either friend or sister. So just kind of like treat it like that. Like you're hosting the bachelorette. Make sure you make all the other bridesmaids or friends feel like welcome and taken care of. This is a working position. Like this is a working position.
You're like a royal.
Literally.
Yes. Yeah. You have a role to do.
You have a role to do.
And you have to put your feelings aside and.
Yes.
And be there for the bride.
And it's also not for like a super long period of time.
No, it's a day. And the other events.
But like even the months leading up to it, like it's really, it goes by so quickly. So right. Just enjoy all of it.
And one day you'll be in that spot. Exactly. Potentially.
Yes.
All right. College essentials, going out clothes, apartment must-haves, favorite recipes, routine tips.
Wow.
All right. Let's talk about let's go back to college essentials. I'm assuming this person maybe is, a freshman, but their apartment must-have. Going out clothes.
We touched upon this in the last episode. Mm-hmm. I would say that a shoulder purse of some sort, like a cute little shoulder bag.
I think that all three of you always get an inexpensive pair of shoes if you're going to be going out. A cute sneaker, mm-hmm. maybe a platform sneaker or something that can be trashed. Because if you are going out and you're gallivanting all about, you don't want to wear really nice shoes that are going to get destroyed.
That's a great answer.
Okay. Also, I think for going out clothes, I always think you can go with basics. Get a couple of cute dresses that are pretty neutral. Mm-hmm. Get a pair of jean shorts, white and denim.
Yep.
I don't know where this energy is coming from.
Thank God somebody has it.
And then we said this in the last podcast, black tops. A variety of black tops, because then you kind of have your going out uniform then.
Yep.
And you need jeans. Maybe get a pair of black jeans.
leather, black leather pants.
Oh, she's coming alive here with this one. That's a good one.
Moments where they're leather,
vegan leather.
Yep.
That's a good one as well. And then you might want to get a little moto jacket, a little cropped leather, a jean jacket. Good. Those are good going out. Okay. I think that we've got apartment must-haves. Get a vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum cleaner. What were some of my apartment must-haves? A vacuum cleaner. I just repeated what you said. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you need the normal things to live. And I also think that it helps. I know that all three of you have made a spreadsheet. I don't know if Elizabeth's done it yet.
Oh, for what to bring.
With roommates. And it's a shared Google Doc, maybe. Yeah. And it has all the like the kitchen things that you need. And people check off what they're going to do. That's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what else we have. Oh, we have a few different things. Having confidence when you're not doing the norm, not in a big friend group, don't like to drink. That's a very good question. I didn't drink till I was 21.
Yeah.
And even then, I didn't really drink very much.
No. And all of us, like, throughout college, just, like, didn't. We just stuck to it until we were 21. So what would you say the suggestion for somebody who may be struggling with that?
Well, and I understand the big friend group thing. I mean, it's nice to have one other person.
Yeah.
And easily, and what does my dad always say? She who travels alone travels fastest.
So true.
And oftentimes, I just listen to the stories that the three of you tell periodically. And when you have a big group, it's almost like nobody gets anywhere. You know what I mean?
No, you're so right.
I mean, this is coming from a 53-year-old woman. I don't know, but I'm just listening back to the stories. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of prep work, getting ready. And then we had to go over here to get that person. And we had to go over there. And it appears that nobody ever gets anywhere.
Wait, that can actually be a really, if you're ever feeling down about it, that I forgot about that quote. Like, say that back to yourself. She who travels alone travels the fastest. You're getting stuff done, honey. You can't be weighed down.
No, and I always think that if you have one really good friend or just a couple, you can bebop around. You can be different places. You're not worrying about everyone's feelings, their moods, their outfits.
Yeah.
And you can mingle and then you move as a unit, the two of you.
I love it.
That's my tip.
And then the not drinking thing, I would just say, like, everyone's so worried about themselves.
And I said that to you guys early on.
Yeah, it's so true.
You don't have to go into an environment and announce, I'm not drinking.
No, definitely don't do that.
That is, just stay under the radar.
Hold something. That's what you would always say. Just hold something.
Hold something. I don't know. If somebody hands you something when you have an opportunity, go dump it out. Really, everyone is so self-absorbed. And I think that oftentimes everyone is so focused on themselves that they aren't realizing that no one is actually paying attention.
Yeah.
And they aren't. They're all worried about themselves.
I would always just like get a big Diet Coke when I went out, because that's how I would prefer Diet Coke anyway. Or like order a club soda with lime.
Mm-hmm.
Just sip on that all night. No one knows.
No. And good for you. And you feel rested the next day and you're, you know,
you were like
coherent. You're clear.
Coherent, clear. You know what happened. You're in charge. It's a sense of a lot of control.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are good tips,
really.
I
good
think
tips and questions that they asked.
How to identify your style. At 25, I feel so confused about everyday dressing. I could see how that happens.
Well, yeah, what would you say?
Okay, well, I grew up wearing a uniform, and I wish that I were more adventuresome with an answer, but I just think you do have to find your style, and then, you know, I can alter a little bit, but when I alter too much, I feel uncomfortable and out of my zone.
Yeah. I was even saying, like, if she's having a hard time figuring out what her style is, I would start by, like, if you're trying to figure out what it is that you, who you are and what you like, track what you're wearing the most and, like, what.
Well, that's a great idea.
Where you love your outfit and, like, write it down. And then look back and say, okay, when I was here, I wore this and I felt great. Or when I was there, I wore that and I didn't love it. Mm-hmm. And then that way you can kind of identify this is your personal style, or create your personal style based off of that.
That's a great idea.
So just some trial and error.
Mm-hmm. And documenting what you liked and what you felt comfortable in.
Maybe what you got the most compliments on.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And it will fluctuate and change, but it is kind of nice.
But if you're looking to, like, have a concrete personal style, I would say, just like anything else, track it and then build off of that.
And if you are following people on Instagram or whatever, follow people that you like their style.
Yeah.
And then duplicate that.
Yeah. If you see if you're gravitating towards that content a lot, you probably like it. And
right.
Yeah, that's a great tip.
Okay. Favorite family traditions and something you dream of doing with your family. No, that's sweet.
That's really sweet. Well, I hope that we just continue with all of our traditions, that, you know, that we can continue them on with my own family.
What is your favorite family tradition?
Oh my God, there's so many, guys. Every holiday, Christmas specifically, I would say, is always just been consistently a favorite. I mean, I love all of our summer lake house traditions. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, just continuing to be up there, and as people have get married and have grandchildren, like being able to spend it all with my sisters and their kids, I think that would be great.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer.
Yes.
Okay, we have a lot of questions about your beliefs or faith, if any.
Wow.
And we've never actually touched on that. We've talked about going to church and everything.
Yeah, that's a really great question. So we're Catholic, and you know, I was raised Catholic. I went to an all-girls Catholic high school, the same school that you went to and that Claire and Elizabeth attended as well. And I feel like we've always kind of just had this foundation of our in our family of based off of Catholicism, wouldn't you say?
Yep. You went to, you didn't go to the Catholic grade school. We chose to go to the public school here because at the time I just felt like it was a better choice.
As a teacher, you felt like the education. Mm-hmm. We have like really good public schools with great educators.
But you went to Sunday school every Sunday.
Yes.
PSR.
PSR. Mm-hmm. We went to PSR and, you know, confirmation and First Communion and all of those big life moments. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's
what we are.
It? I mean,
yeah, that's it. A lot of dating updates, which we took care of. Sticking to your values and personal style while dating.
I tried to answer this by myself. It was a bunch of mumbo jumbo, but I was trying to get the point across. Well, the second part I've never really had a problem with, like sticking to your personal style when dating. I have personally not run into that, but I think you got to back up and figure out what your personal style is before you jump into a relationship. So that's number, like, I would just figure that out first.
Can I just add something completely random?
Totally.
Do you remember when Jennifer Aniston was dating and then was married to Justin Theroux?
Yes.
Her whole style, I thought, changed.
Kourtney Kardashian right now with Travis Barker.
Exactly.
She changes her style depending on who she's dating.
Right.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's embarrassing.
Let them change and dress like you if you want somebody to change. But I
Nobody should be changing, first of all.
No. I mean, you can adjust, but I thought it was, I don't like that. So
I don't either.
I don't know what my point was, but...
Well, no, I just think that that's a great example that we can see of how you want to avoid that. But I've never run into the second part.
Well, I think that what's important is before you are dating someone, have a clear understanding of who you are as much as you can at whatever your age is. And be true to yourself and have confidence in your beliefs and your gut reaction of... how you want to be, how you want to carry yourself, what your style is.
Yeah, like for one example for that, something that I always stick to, which I think we can easily share, which is not going to come to a surprise to anyone, is like when dating, you know, I want to be near my family and my sisters and my parents. So, you know, having that person who I'm dating either be from here or stay in the area is very important for me. And if you're not going to do that, then you're eliminated because that's something that I'm not willing to compromise on. You know, I always want to be near my family and be near my sisters. So
that's important to you.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I guess their family could live somewhere else, but I'm, you know, would love it if everyone could stay located near each other. I'm all about.
Right. That's something that other people, it might not matter to other people, but that's like something that's important
value
to you.
A belief that I kind of stick to always with dating. And that kind of makes it easy then to let go of people who don't kind of align with that. And then, you know.
Right. No, I think that's good. How to find a community, your people after college when living at home.
I understand that. Where have I found my community? Honestly, I would say that Miami of Ohio has been the best way that I found people post-grad. I'm lucky because I moved back to a city where a lot of kids work from Miami and are from. But if you live at home, then maybe reach out to people who went to your high school or even grade school. There's no reason to not, you know, make the game hard or go back to where you new people.
Right. And we kind of talked a little bit last week, church stuff, if you have that as an option, look on Instagram, Facebook. You've done some walking clubs.
Yeah.
That are girls that are, you know, out and about in Cleveland, networking as much as you can. Also, I think for you, maybe I'm wrong with this, but I do think that after you graduate, you're so used to growing up and, okay, that girl's in my grade, that person's in my grade.
Oh, yeah.
And that's who you're friends with. But as you get older, you have friends that are all different ages.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter as much anymore. And I think that's a good thing to remember, too.
That's a great tip.
You can branch out.
With people who
you don't have to have people that are your same grade anymore.
Yes, no. And I feel like we've experienced that. Like, even some of the guys and girls that we've been friends with are, like, 4 or 5 years older than
right.
us. But it's the same stage of life.
Yes. So I think that it helps broaden your horizons because you now have a greater pool of people to become friends with.
Yes. You heard it here first from Ian.
Okay, your new car. How is it working for you?
Okay,
she's adorable.
This is the only question that I answered well by myself, but I never talked about it after I got the car. You guys, I love my Mini Cooper so much.
We all love her.
And I'm so happy with the decision that I made. If you're a new listener here, in September or October, it must have been October, mm-hmm. I made my first, like, big girl purchase. And I leased my car for three. I have a lease for 3 years. And I chose a Mini Cooper. It came to us because we were researching cars for myself on what to purchase. And when we were in the Hamptons, everyone had a Mini Cooper and it was so cute.
They were everywhere.
So after I test drove the car, I immediately knew that it was meant to be.
Love at first sight.
It was love at first sight. It was, I've never looked back.
And it's black and white.
Pearl.
And so
black.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. And it was.
Don't you have a secret code when you pass another Mini
no,
Cooper
No, but I'm trying
or something?
To make, it's like with the Jeep thing when they wave. I want something for the Mini Cooper community. We're cuter.
There might be something. I used to have a Volkswagen Bug, a little convertible, and
yes.
I feel like it was a Punch Buggy or something.
Yeah.
But we also would kind of wave to each other.
Yeah.
Why don't you start it?
I think we should. I just would like some sort of identification when I pass. Because there are a lot of Mini Coopers once you start looking at it. But mm-hmm. I love my car so much. Can't recommend it enough. It's the perfect. I feel like it just represents the stage of life that I'm at, which is, you know, fun and playful, and it has a lot of character, which is what I was looking for in a car.
It's really cute.
Actually,
it fits into any spot. It fits anywhere.
This is funny. On the first date that I went with the first Matt, he wasn't understanding my humor, which was another reason that he was eliminated. But I was talking about my car and I was like, you know, like, I just really wanted a car with a lot of character. And he like didn't understand what I was talking about.
What?
And I was like, okay, this is not a good. I was like, no, like, I wanted something that, you know, like, really spoke to me. And he just wasn't getting the conversation. And I was cracking up.
I also
up because,
like, to date people with some character.
Right? Like, just like I like my cars with character, I also like my people. Maybe this is more of a metaphor, actually, for
right.
what I'm trying to get after.
Exactly.
Yeah. But so anyway, I love the Mini Cooper. And we call her Mini O or the Boatmobile.
It's adorable. It's
yeah.
perfect for you. How is being a full-time influencer?
Yes, I also answered this question, but we'll end with that because I started with that one.
Okay.
I recorded 2 episodes today. I love it. I feel like recently, you know, business has been great. I was talking about this a second ago. You know, I think it's easy to like compare yourself to other influencers and get bogged down by your followers. But at the end of the day, this is a business.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing is making money and revenue. So from that standpoint, Emily Olmos is doing very well, and I'm really pleased with the direction that it's going in. But the other thing that I love more than anything is I just feel like within the past year, and I think we have the podcast to really credit with this.
Yes.
I just feel like the community that we've cultivated is wonderful and positive and fun and supportive. So mm-hmm. that's what I'm most grateful for and so just tickled that we
yes.
have.
Right.
And that is, like, I think the most important thing.
Great.
Ever. So I still love it. It doesn't feel like work. And I hope to just continue to do it. If
well,
you'll let me.
You've been doing a great job. Can I just throw in one more question?
Yeah.
How, because I actually agree with this one. How you come up with casual outfits. Because I actually think casual outfits,
are
if
harder.
You still want to look nice, they've always been
yeah.
a tricky thing. Because, you know, if you're going to a wedding or whatever, you know, okay, I'm going to wear a dress or whatever. But casual outfits and still looking nice, how do you do that?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, in the summer, I would just do, like, white pants. Is that casual? Like, is that as casual as we're talking? Or?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, some people's terms of casual, I think that's probably what this person means. You know, sometimes casual could be really, really casual. But I think she's probably meaning like that she still wants to look nice. Like, yeah, she's not just laying around right. in a casual outfit. She wants to be out and about in a casual outfit.
I think, okay, well, I'll do two things. I think white pants are good in between because you still look really like fresh and clean and put together. And then from there, like, I just always do the same basic like brown sandals, basic top, you know, interchange mm-hmm. that. If you're actually going like very, very casual, a set is good, like a short set is cute, because I feel like if you're in the same like mono, same color, same mm-hmm. pattern, you look really put together. A tennis dress is also a good way to go because you're technically in athletic wear, but I think they're really flattering on. If it's like casual, like I know sometimes going to like out, if we're going to a baseball game, that's like the trickiest one because you still want to be like chill, but because you're right, everyone's really casual around you. So I like to do like a really, really casual romper, a really casual sundress. Like I had that terry cloth one, so it's kind of like a more sporty material. You can't go wrong with jean shorts. I feel like mm-hmm. that's a good way to go. And then, yeah, I don't know.
The other
hopefully
thing
that helped.
What about even a pair of joggers that are a little on the dressier side?
Yes, yes.
Because sometimes I think you can still, you're casual and you're sporty looking, but you still look put together.
I like that idea. I don't really wear joggers because...
No, you don't love them, but
I don't like the way they look. I mean,
I personally was thinking about
really
myself. I have a brand of joggers that I really like, but that to me is my casual. And, you know, if you are running errands or whatever and you want to run around and get stuff done and wear your comfy sneakers.
Which we totally understand because as fun as it is to, you know, run to the grocery store in loafers, sometimes you get places faster in an on cloud. So
right.
I think like just a good pair of joggers, maybe with like a cute, I feel like yours always have like cool like zippers, like gold hardware, mm-hmm, kind of mm-hmm. to make it a little bit more dressy.
And then maybe an athleisure shoe, a sneaker that isn't, you know, not the one that you would be wearing to work out in.
Right.
But it's just a trendier looking little sneaker.
Yeah, like a Golden Goose or like a Reebok or a Veja, something like that I would recommend. Yeah, that's good. I feel like that's... We could answer more specifics, but that's a good general.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Emily, I am really happy that I was able to come to the rescue.
We are so
grateful. I was
kind
of sad that I wasn't doing it.
It was getting sad, guys.
I'm glad that I came down.
I'm so happy, and we are so
And I think that these were great questions, and hopefully it helped people. Plus, it was fun to just sit and talk with you.
Well, I'm so glad it was a little more impromptu, but you filled the hosting position quite well, and it made it way better, more fun.
Good.
And the questions were also, once again, so like thorough and sweet.
Oh, I love.
Speak,
very
so.
Thoughtful of very people thoughtful. To send questions.
Yes.
And hopefully that helped.
Yes. And next week's episode will probably be a recap of my Boston trip, which I'm so excited for. But thank you all so much for listening to another week of Bose and Company. We had such a great time. Again, thank you, Mom. Holding hands now.
I know. You are so welcome.
It was so much better with you. So until next time, we will see you all in our next episode. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye, everyone.